Start from Nun on the base. Sahar da. Hold on, okay. Hold on. Here we go. Tanu Rabbanan. Okay, it's three lines after it gets wide. Tanu Rabbanan. It says in the pasuk, "Gavas ish kain ki seichel." If a woman goes out, she ki seichel liznois. Seichel means she begins to commit znus, licentious. What's the word? Licentiousness. She goes out on a path of.
Promiscuity.
Zlus. Right. So what the puzzle goes on, they said she's chayiv streifa. She's killed with streifa. So the Gemara makes a suggestion. Maybe when she gets streifa, even if she's mechal Shabbos. Yochlafilu chil Shabbos. I think maybe when she's mechal Shabbos, even then she gets streifa. Tamulam, no. Liznois. The only time a woman gets streifa is only when she commits adultery. When she commits znus. But if she's Mechal Shabbos, she follows the regular rules. Shabbos is Chil Skila. And when it comes to other halachas, she's only good. She gets whatever she gets. The Gemara is going to explain. The Gemara, right now, we're going through a Braisa. We're going to learn many, many halachas. Maybe if you want to count all the halachas, it's always good to have numbers to count. And then the Gemara is the whole next daf is going to dissect the Braisa piece by piece and tell us the source of these halachas. Right, the Gemara says. So therefore, Tamlam is no stop of Bechilulin, Dilga Bechilulin, Shabiznos, Akosov, Medar, we look over here with Znos. Next, Yochla Filu Pinuya. I would think even a Pinuya, even a woman who is a Pinuya, she is not married, and she's Mizane, or Bas Koyen, who goes and is Mizane, or Bas Koyen, who's not married, she's Mizane, she has marital relations outside of wedlock. No, not so, Nemakan of Viho. It says ki isha es avio hi mechaleles, and it says would avio by naira hamurasa. So just like by naira hamurasa, bas Yisrael, she's married. Naira hamurasa is a Yisraelis. So this is more of the Joshua.
This is only repeating the what you just learned yesterday, but only the rabbanon side, right?
Maybe you can move over. You want to move over one seat that way?
No.
Just like by Naira Hamurasa, the woman is married, so too when it says to the word Aviyah by this Isha, when she gets Sreifa, she only gets Sreifa when she is married. If she's a Pinuya, and she's Mazan, there's no Sreifa. Mal Halan Znus and Zikasbal, Afkan Znus and Zikasbal. Oh, the Gemara says no, oi Enoch. Whoever told you the word Aviyah is available to make the Gzersha, maybe the word Aviyah is coming to teach you us, Nuchalacha, that a woman gets Sreifa only when she is Mazana with her father. So whoever told you the word Aviyah is available, oi Enoch, oi Mer, Aviyah El Lahoitzi es Kol Aha Adam. The only time a woman gets sreif is only when she's mizana with her father. Incest. But if she's mizana with and someone else, maybe not. No, the Gemara says, Kishum, the Pasuk says, he mischalales. No, the Pasuk rejects that. The Pasuk says, don't make that mistake and think that the only time a bas kohen gets sreif is only when she is mizana with her father, because of the aviyah. Because the Pasuk says, he mischalales, which means that she her alone is the one that's being profaned. If we're dealing with a situation where she is having znus with her father, it's not only her, it's also her father. It's both of them. The fact that it says the word he is a clear indication that we're dealing with a situation where the woman is mizane with a man that's not her father. Therefore, now that we know it's not her father, the word aviyah is available for a gzeirah shava to teach her that when she is mizane, it's only in a situation where she is still connected to her father. How could she be connected to her father when she is, by the case of Naira Hamurasa? By Naira Hamurasa, it says the word Aviyah, and there she's married. She's an Arusa. She's married. And so here is the word Aviyah. So therefore, we learn over here the halacha, that the only time heavy kol adam, when it says he mechalala is heavy kol adam amor, memelahon mani mekayim Aviyah, nemekan Aviyah, venemalahalan Aviyah. It says by Naira Hamurasa, the word Aviyah, it's the word Aviyah, to teach you malahalan is nus im zika samal. A woman was mezaneh when she's married. She's married to a man, but she's an arusa. She's still in her father's home. So too, Afkan Znus im Zika Sabal, so too, here also, the situation where the woman is married, she is married, she has a husband, and that's when, being that she is a Bas Koyin, she's going to get a Sereifa. Now the Gemara says, wait a minute, if you're going to tell me the whole Makar why this woman gets Sereifa only when she is married, but not to exclude a Pinuya, we have to be consistent. We have to go with the Gezeirah Shavah 100%. And just like by the case of Naira, just like with the case of Naira Maras, it's only when she's in Arusa, not when she's in Nisua. And so too, maybe here, the only time a woman gets Sreif is only when she's in Arusa, not like in Nisua. This was the daf yesterday. Yesterday, we said the whole daf, learned that's the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Machloik is bin Rabbanon and Rabbi Shimon. Who is the one that says that a Bas Koyin gets Sreifa only when she is in Arusa and not in Nesua? That was the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. But what did the Rabbanon say? The Rabbanon disagreed. The Rabbanon hold that a woman of Bas Koyin, she gets straight for both when she is in Arusa and in Nesua. Across the board, anytime you have a woman who is a Bas Koyin, that is Mizana, after she gets married, whether it's Erisin, whether it's Nesua, she gets Sreifa. So therefore, the Gemara is a very big, strong question. Let's look at the steps. It's a little bit complicated. What are the steps? The steps over here is, we have a question. We have over here a girl who is a Bas Koyin, and the Pasuk says she's going to get Sreifa. We've limited the Sreifa only to cases of Zinus, not the case of Chil Shabbos. And then the question was, so maybe even if she's a Pinuya? No, it says the word Avia in this parsha, and it says the word Avia in the parsha of a Naira Hamurasa. There she's married, here she also has to be married, but not a Pinuya. But wait a minute, maybe the Gezeirah Shavah be 100% accurate. Only when she's in Arusa, not when she's in Nesua. How do you know to extend the halacha to a Nesua as well? And this question is only true according to the Rabbanan, who hold that a Bas Koyin gets Sreifa both by Erisin and Nesuin. Imal hala naira vihi Arusa, afkan naira vihi Arusa. But how do you know when she's married? How do you know if she's a Naira? She's 12 years old, vihi Nesua. Or let's say she's 12 and a half years old and up, vihi Arusa. That's not part of the parashah Naira Maras. Naira Maras only when she's in the age between 12 and 12 and a half. Or by Geres, a woman who is above the age of 12 and a half and she's in Nesua, vihi Nesua. Vafilu hiskina, how do you know she's 100 years old? And she's a Bas Koyin. Her father died long, long ago, but she's still called a Bas Koyin and she's Mizana. How do you know that she gets Sreifa? A woman who's a Bas Koyin gets Sreifa forever. Never leaves her. And never leaves her, according to Rabban Abbas, can always get Sreifa. Tam Leimar. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's a very good kasha. We have a drasha. It says, Ubas Koyin. The word Ubas Koyin is a drasha. Ubas Koyin, Mikol Mokoyin. The word Bas Koyin is Mikol Mokoyin. And every Mikol Mokoyin, Mikol Mokoyin. Point.
What does Shimon do with that?
The Gemara is going to discuss. The Gemara says, all the rise back. And it says, Bas Koyin, Enechanan, the whole daf Gemara on this. So called the Chad Galia. Allah says, Chad Galia. You go back and look back. And what does each one do? The other one, we go to all the steps. Bas Koyin. Mikol Mokom, no matter what, even a Nesua. Now the Gemara says, Bas Koyin, Eli Elish. The Gemara says, fine, very nice. But who says when it says Bas Koyin that applies only, maybe it only applies to a Bas Koyin, Eli Elish, Shinise Sla Koyin? Maybe the only time the Gemara is suggesting a new chiddush, the Gemara is going to discuss in more detail. Maybe the only time we're going to say, you're telling me that it applies, whether she's in Arusa, even in Nesua, but maybe it only applies in the situation where this Bas Koyin married a Koyin. Because when she married her, she continues to eat Truma. A Bas Koyin who marries a Koyin eats Truma. So Mamela, she has a full dosage of Kahuna. She's a daughter of a Kohen, and she continues to act as a Kohenes. She enjoys the rights of Kahuna. But what happens if you have a Bas Kohen who marries a Yisrael, or marries, or worse than that, marries a Levi, or marries a Cholol, Nesin Mamzer, and all of those situations where her marriage takes her away from the rights of Kohenes? When she was only a single girl, she ate Truma. Now that she got married, she no longer eats Truma in all of these situations. Even though it's taka true that she's still called a Bas Koyin, biologically she's a Bas Koyin, but maybe in these situations where she's no longer eating Truma in her marriage, maybe she should not get Sreifa. Maybe the Torah demands it has to be a double dosage. You got to be the daughter of a Koyin. And you have to now also be in the state where you're eating Truma. How do you know Bas Koyin? Ain't liyala Bas Koyin, shnisseis la Koyin. How do you know Nisais Lelevi Uli Yisrael Uli Kusi? Uli Kusi over here, Lachaimin's a Goy. I'm Goy, he asked me, Kusi, Gary, I write you saying, okay, whatever, Kusi, let's say you hold Kusi, we were Jews, but they were like Gerim, they were Gerim, basically. Or Lecholol, a Kain who is a Cholol, a product of a divorce. Or a Mekun who marries a divorcee, or a Mamzel, Mamzel, in the same. All these examples, the woman does not eat Shum, and sometimes even worse. the case of the cholulam and the sin, the mamzer and the sin and the kusi, if a woman marries one of these men, she can never ever go back and eat chum. If a woman marries a Yisraelis or a Levi and does not have children, Yisraelis, or the children Yisrael or a Levi and does not have children, or the children die, and then when the husband dies, she goes back to her father, she can eat chumah. She can go. But whichever she marries, even for one moment, a cholol and a sin, a mamzer and a kusi, she can never eat chum for the rest of her life. She's profane. Or zayin, or menayin. How do you know in these halachas? Tamulayma ubas ishkoyin. We have a vav. The Gemara darshan is the vav. Bas uvas. We darshan have the vav. Before the Gemara said bas. In the last 2 words of the Avim, it was bas. Now it's uvas. Uvas ishkoyin alpi she'ein the kohenes. Even though she's not kohenes, the kohenes of it means she's not acting as a kohenes. She's not eating truma. She's not at this moment acting as a kohenes. Meaning that she's not eating chuma because she's married to a person that disqualifies her from eating chuma. The vav is teaching you he bistreifa, she gets shreifa. Okay, and the Gemara says he bistreifa new dasha. What does it mean that she gets shreifa? What about the man that she was mizana with? What does he get? No, the ain bayala bistreifa. The bayala does not get shreifa. What does that mean? So what does the husband get? What does the man get? The man gets, well, she's an arusa. If he's an arusa, she's an arusa, then he gets skila. And if she is a nesua, he gets chenek. Faita. He bisreifa ve'ein zememeha nu alacha. Another drash of the Gemara Darshan, two drashes. He bisreifa ve'ein zememeha bisreifa. That if witnesses testify that she was mizana, then it turns out that their lives imanu yisem. So normally we apply the halacha of the asisim lekasha zom lasais lachiv. They wanted to give her sreifa. So therefore, they're liars. They should get shreifa, a special gezeris hakasav that they do not get shreifa. They only get chenek. They only get chenek, or if the husband is getting skila and they want to get skila, so they'll get skila. But they're never going to get shreifa. He bishreifa ve'ein zaymim bishreifa. I will always come back to this. Eidim zaymim is such a broad topic. Always coming back to eidim. Wherever you turn, you cannot escape from eidim zaymim. Wherever you go. Now, okay, that concludes what Rabbi Elazar Ben Yehuda says. Now we come to a new halacha. This halacha is just the last halacha in the statement, the side point. Rabbi Elazar Ner esavia b'sreifa, the eschamia b'sreifa. The explanation of these, I'm not even going to try. I'm not going to try to explain what this means because this is the topic of the entire Omid. The entire Omid base, or really not whole, but a chunk of this staff is devoted to explain what exactly this means. Let's leave it for that. Let's just leave it alone for one moment. Okay, so bottom line, we went through this beautiful sugya of Tan Rabbanan. We went through a whole long list of drashas, a whole long sequence of drashas. The words were going like Rabbanan. Rabbanan hold that a bas koyim gets strafe across the board, whether in Arusa, whether it's in Sua, does not make a difference to whom she is married to. Does not make a difference to whom she is married to. Even whether she's married to even a koyin or anyone in the list, she will always get shreifa. But a penuya will not get shreifa. And the Gemara went.
She won't get killed.
Right? It's not say. And the Gemara went through a long list of drashas to explain to us the entire process of how we know that. Now the Gemara is going to review this piece by piece and elaborate a little bit more. Omar, let's review everything we've learned until now. It says in Brisa, we started off by suggesting that a woman who's about to come, she should get Sreifa for the Mechal Shabbos. Chil Shabbos is Skila, and she's a Kohen, she should get Sreifa. Omar, Yochla Filu Chil Shabbos. Chil Shabbos was Skili. We have to remember, we're following the Rabbanan. We learned yesterday, what are the Rabbanan hold? What's Mochamber? Is Skila Mochamber or is Shreifa Mochamber? Skila is Mochamber. So therefore, how can you suggest that just because she's a Bas Koyin, she should get less? It's not logical that she should get less than what the ordinary person gets. A Bas Koyin is always getting more. That has been a consistent svara throughout the sugya, that a Bas Koyin is worse than an ordinary person. So therefore, she should get more. She should only get more, not less. So how can you suggest that a Bas Koyin that's Mechal Shabbos should get less what the ordinary person gets? Ordinary person gets Skila, that's worse than Shreifa.
We're ignoring the other case of Betulia, of an Arusa. That's where they're compared. That's where we started off with Bas Israel. We're trying to make a difference.
We're ignoring that
initial connection if we try and change it. I mean, that's what I don't understand about any of this Gemara.
So we're going according to the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan still hold The Rabbanon hold.
I mean, are we changing
wait,
it?
Wait. You're right. I'm sorry. We're going like Rabbi Shimon. I'm sorry. We're going like Rabbi Shimon. You're right. You got me.
I mean,
Sreifa.
That's what I was asking yesterday.
Right. We're going now like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds Sreifa is more chomer. Okay? Both two things. I made two mistakes. Rabbi Shimon indeed holds Sreifa is more chomer than Skila. That's the top of the page, the Prumishim Mishnah Yatzeh. You're right. Okay, it's a small point they made a mistake on. It's not a major, let's review. Rabbi Shimon holds Sreifa is more chomer than Skila. Number two, it's Rabbi Shimon that says Abbas Koyein gets Sreifa across the board by Arusa and Nesua. Okay, so the Rabbanon are the one that disagree on both points. The Rabbanon hold only Arusa and Nesua, and the Rabbanon are the ones who hold. The Rabbanon is the one who holds that Skila is more chomer. But right now we're going like Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon says, Sreifa across the board, Arusa and Nesua, and Sreifa is Mocham. So very good kasha. So we understand the Havamina. Let's see what the Gemara over here. And the Gemara, what was the Gemara's Havamina? The Gemara's asking a question. Okay, they have a Vasukhain, she's Machal Shabbos. The Gemara is suggesting that she should get Sreifa. Indeed, Sreifa is more chomer than Skila. So Amar Yochla Afilu Bechila Shabbos, Achila Shabbos Pas Skila He. So the Gemara at this point, the Havina does not know that. Even though we know the whole sugya is going according to Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara is going one step at a time. But it's Skila, and the Gemara is suggesting maybe according to the Rabbanon hold that Skila is more chomer than Sreifa. So how then can you have a suggestion that we should give the Bas Koyein Sreifa and not Skila, but Skila is more chomer? The entire Tana, you have to say this. The entire Tana, from beginning to end, is going like Rabbi Shimon holds to Amar Sreifa Chamur. So Mela, Sal Kedai Chamin Hol Vachamu Rachamon Bekohane, the Rabbi Behum Mitzvahs Yisaris. I may be misled too, since I was mach when it comes to Kohanim, because the Kohanim have more mitzvahs. Kohanim have more mitzvahs. So the Mela, maybe they in Achnami should be upgraded to a higher standard. They should get Sreifa.
Even by Shabbos.
Even by Shabbos, even by Sreifa, no. So the Gemara says, why would you think that Maishanomine Didei, why would she be worse than a man? We never ever had a having that a man who is Machal Shabbos, who is a Koyein, should get Sreifa.
Because the man also by his nose, by his design also.
He doesn't get Sreifa.
Exactly. But
so a man never gets Sreifa when it comes to his nose. So a man, there is never a Havamina that a man should get Sreifa by Chil Shabbos. So why should a woman be more Chomer for Chil Shabbos than a man? So the Gemara says, Sal V'Ramina Ihu De Ishtaria Le Shabbos Le Gabi Avoyde. The reason why the Torah went easy on a man was because a man, the Torah said you can Mechal Shabbos. When did the Torah allow a Koyin to Mechal Shabbos? Gabi Avoyde. A Koyin is allowed to Mechal Shabbos when it comes to the Avoyde. He brings Karbonis. Ari, you following?
Yeah,
are you? Are you allowed? A Koyin is allowed to Mechal Shabbos for Avoyde.
It's so called Chil Shabbos.
It's not called, but it's still in his mind. He's doing things that are normally forbidden. So Mimela, I would think. Mimela, so therefore that's why the Torah goes easy. When you make a mistake in your Mechal Shabbos, when it comes to mundane matters, we'll go easy on you, because since in your mind you're allowed to do these same exact things when it comes to the Avodah, that's why we're going to go easy. But a woman never does the Avodah. Did you ever see a woman bring a carbon in your life? Did you ever see a woman do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? No such thing. A woman can't do the Avodah. He, but she, came on the loy ishtar yeshabas l'legaba ema tidayin v'shreif enochanam. The Gemara says that a woman, she should be more chamer, she has a higher standard when it comes to Shabbos. Kamash melon. That's why it says ki seichel liznoi. It's davka when she does nus. You have to remember Chassidus Shavart. Chassidus Shavart. Every time the Gemara, what's the whole? Every time there's a hav in the Gemara, there's always truth to a havamina. Classic example is: do you say tachnun on day 16 and day 17 of the Adar, Chodesh Adar? Chassidim do not say Tachnun on the day after, the 2 days after Adar, after Purim. You know why? Because they want to have a mina that Bismanehem, that Purim can be celebrated on day 16 and day 17. And because the Gemara had a Havamina, that's enough at least to take off the Chaymer Hadavar, you don't get to say Tachnun on those 2 days. So every time there is a Havamina, there is such an approach in Chazal that also has repercussions. The Mela, it's an incredible chiddush the Gemara just said today, is that Noshim have a higher madrega. We don't pass like this. The Gemara rejects it. But the Gemara has a Havamina that an Isha has a higher connection to Shabbos than to man. And it makes perfectly logic sense, because the Isha is the Ikeres HaBayis. Shabbos is a Zman for the Bayis. The Shabbos is the moment when you shut out the world, you don't go out into the world. Al yetze ish mi mekoymai bayoyim hashvi'i. And Isha is always local, the whole week she's local. Shabbos is even more intense. A man is out in the street. Mimela, the Gemara is saying, Ahamim, that an Isha is a high and dark of Shabbos. Shabbos by an Isha is more kodesh than by a man. Unbelievable. Yachal afilu pinuy. Okay, now we go to step two. What was step two? A penuya. Maybe we can suggest that a penuya, a woman who is a penuya, a kohen should get sreifa. The Gemara rejects this. The Gemara says, "Hol liznois ksiv." How can you have a havamina? How can you have a havamina that a woman who is a penuya? What's the havamina? Kisechel. What's the havamina? It says znus. Now Rashi really fills in. If you don't have the Rashi, it's impossible to understand the Gemara. Mamish impossible. Rashi says because the word znus. Look at the verse Rashi. It's on the side, a little bit down. Haliznos ksev upenuya lav znus. See, the word znus, stamaza in the Torah, is not called penuya. The ain l'shoin zayne ella shezinsa v'yotza mitachas bala l'achem. She leaves her husband. What's the makar? Hoshea. If you don't know Tanakh, then you really in trouble. Kamo ki zanisa me'al eloikecha l'shoin meredes from your Hashem, from your Baruch Shalom v'yotza mizel l'zeh. So mainly you see a murder case on Rashi if attaching the word zunus by default means a husband. So what's the havamina that a woman should be out? Once we already told you the word zunus, that it's not talking about Shabbos, it's talking about zunus. Zunus automatically means marriage. How can you have a havamina that it means a penuya? And for the Gemara, Kid Rebbe Loz and Chanami, this that Rashi taught us, it's not 100% true because in Chanami we're following a Das Yochid. Rashi taught us the Das Rabin, but the Das Yochid Rebbe Loz, the Rebbe Loz, Panui, Habay Panuya, Shlele Shem Ishus, Asa Zaina. An incredible Chiddush. Rebbe Loz does not hold that Pasik. It's a nice Pasik, a nice Shaya, but that Pasik is not the only Pasik. Even a woman of Panui that does a Maisabiyah outside of the framework of marriage is called a zayna. So in Echnam, this Gemara is following here a das yachid, the shita of Rabbi Elazar.
The pasuk kain shenasa grusha is zayna.
So what does it mean? What does it mean? A zayna, a grusha, or a zayna? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what it means. I don't know. I don't know how all the pieces come together. I don't know. But let's leave it with that for now. Fight. Oy enel next. Now what is the Gemara? What was the Gemara's answer? What was the answer according to the Gemara? We made a gzeir shava. It says avia esavia himechalot. Says the word avia by a naira hamurasa. So the gzeir shava avia created a linkage between a bas koyin to a naira hamurasa. We made a link. A naira hamurasa. A naira hamurasa is married. She's married. The male here also. This woman has to be married to Chayim Sreifa. A penuya cannot get Sreifa because we must have the ingredient of marriage through the Gzereshav of Yavia. Frak the Gemara Oyein El Avia. Maybe when it says the word Avia, it's telling you know that the case here is the only time a woman gets Sreifa is only when she's Mizane with her father. Leafuge, if she's Mizane with anyone else in the world. Oyein El Avia. So the Gemara says, to exclude men. So the Gemara says, what? What is your havamina? That you're telling me now the word of is not going to be for Gzeir Shabbos because it's teaching the only one with her father. If it's only with her father, it's not unique to a Bas Koyein. If a Bas Yisrael is Mizane with her father, what is the halacha? Sreifa. So therefore, how could you have a havamina in the pasuk is coming to teach you that when the bas koyin is not with the father, she gets sreifa? That's nothing unique to her, to a bas koyin. That applies across the board to every single woman. Elamaynu zinsa miavia ma yoye bas koyin afil bas yisol nami. The Yomer Rava amali Rav Yitzchak bar Avudimi Asya. Now here's the source of the Gemara. Heina Asya zima zima. How do we know the halacha? How do you know the halacha taka that a woman that's mizane with her father does not say this anywhere in the Torah. Doesn't say anywhere. We know from the Gzeir Shava Zima Zima. Now this is all part of a memra. Heina teaches you the basic halacha. It's a side point. It's not this.
That's even if she's not an Arusa.
Even if she's not an Arusa. Anytime. Even if she's not married altogether. Even if she's not married altogether. Garnished. That doesn't make a difference. Any situation. Whenever a girl is mizana with her father, she's chayv shreifa. How do you know this? So the more just this part of a very long, it's not no get al sugya. Heina just teaches you that if a man is mizana with his daughter or his granddaughter, he's chayv misa. And we learned that from the halacha of a man is mizana with his wife's daughter or his wife's granddaughter. doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. I think I'm not sure it's anywhere in the Torah where it talks about one of the cases is missing. Is a link between a man's biological daughter and his biological granddaughter, and the halachas of a man's stepdaughter and a man's step granddaughter. So therefore, the Gzeirah Shavah Heine Heine says they are exactly the same. And then when it says the word Zima Zima, teaches you that we connect a relationship with a daughter or stepdaughter to a Bas Koyin Shazinsa, where it says the word Sreifa. So the word Zima Zima He, and they're like there it's Sreifa, so too it's Sreifa. So therefore, this is just part of a general drash to teach you that a Bas Yisrael, that is Mizane, is Chayiv Sreifa. How can you have an Avahavina? The Ravi is teaching your father to teach you Sreifa. We know Sreifa from the Gzeirah Shavah. We know that's not unique to Bas Koyin. That applies across the board. So the Mara says, not so fast. Don't challenge me. So Itzrich Salv Ramina, I would think Tzal Ramina Kora Lafuke Midrava. The Pasuk is coming to Inechnami. It's just coming. Avia, it's coming to reject the Rava was the one who made the Gzeirah Shavah. Rava was the one who said, Rava was the one who made the Gzeirah Shavah, Avia. Right? Hamani Mekayim, what was over here? Cross Lafuke Midrava. What do Rava say? What does Rashi says? Salamina Avia Lacroix Yisehu, the Galdi Strain of Las Kayenkea. Lafuke Midrava. Rava was one who told us the Gzeirah Shavah. Avia the Enechami was the Enechami. The reason why it says Avia is I want to look at Rashi. Rashi says Alamina, Hi Avia Kroy Yatirahu, it's extra. The Galia Srefa Baskoyin Shazinsa Me Avia. La Fukin Bigzeva Shava the Rav also the Lamar the low tidra slowly Yisrael Halba Albitoi Bisrefa. Don't make the Gzeirah Shavah Zima Zima. That was the Rav Joshua. Rav made the Joshua Heina Heina Zima Zima. Midgali Ha'aba Albita B'Shreva the Midgali Rachmana only here. In other words, you may say as follows. This halacha that to you is simple, that if a girl, a woman, is Mizana with her father as Chayef Shreva, maybe that's not true. Maybe the halacha will be that if a woman is Mizana with her father, there's no Abbas Yisrael is Mizana with her father, there's no Shreva. She's chayiv, whatever, all the arayis get, chenek, there is no sreifa. How, why? Why would I say, because the pasuk says, davka, a bas koyein, ki seichel is nice, es avir hi mechalas, when a bas koyein is mezane with her father, she gets sreifa. But when a regular bas yisrael is mezane with her father, she does not get sreifa. So maybe that's exactly what the pasuk is coming to teach us. Do not make the Gzeirah Shavah Zima Zima to teach you the halacha that a bas yisrael that's mezane gets sreifa, because the word me'avi is coming to be megale. Know that the Gzeirah Shavah of Zima Zima is incorrect. That's the chiddush of this gemara. The gemara is saying, no, don't say that. The Gzeirah Shavah Zima Zima is correct. And Mela Me'avia does not mean a woman is Mizane with her father, Baskoyin Zane with her father. But rather, the word Me'avia is completely extra for what? To make another Gzeirah Shavah. Like a 2-for-1, right? 2-for-1. You buy one, get one free. We're coming out with two Gzeirah Shavahs. A Gzeirah Shavah Zima Zima, and a Gzeirah Shavah Avia Avia. But the only time a Baskoyin is going to be Chayiv Sreif is only when she's married, not when she's a Penuya. So if not for this, we would think that we can knock out two Gzeirah Shavahs. But now, Kamashlan, we're going to make a double. Isn't it amazing, Gemara? What do you have such thing in the Gemara? When the Gemara comes out, Lamaskana, you get 2-for-1. 2-for-1. Buy one, get one free. Otherwise, you get nothing. Vita. That's a famous question that Baal Tshuva asks, why do you have two chalas Friday night? Why do you have to have Lecha Mishnah? Buy one, get one free. You remember that video? That was a very popular video years ago. Okay, different generation. Vita. Let's go to the commercial next. Now we go to Nusugya. Nice. Continuing in all of the different statements of this member. We learned in the Braisa, Ibas Koyin. Okay, so now you're telling me over here, we're rolling out the next step is okay. So I have a job bas, we have a halacha that you have to be married, avia avia, not only an arusa, even a nesua. But wait a minute, maybe the only time by a nesua or across the board or by an, even by a nesua, it's only when she's married to a kohen. As you said, then it's a full breed. What did you say? What was your nesuch? Then it's a full potent bas kohen. A bas kohen is married to a kohen.
Pure bread.
Because then it's she's a bas kohen, and at this moment in time, she's practicing her status of being a bas kohen because she eats truma. Only in that situation will she get sreifa. But if she's married to a Yisrael, a Levi, a Kusi, a Nesin, Mamzer, Cholol, maybe in those cases she will not get sreifa because at this moment in time she's not a full-fledged kohenah, she's not eating truma. How do you know that? Bas, Ein li'ela shniz l'koyin, nis l'levi, l'shol l'kusi, l'chol, l'nesin, l'mamzer, minayin tam l'oema, bas ish koyin. You made a drasha, it says the word bas ish, koyin. Torah says it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't say even though she's not kohenes. So the Moravia says mishum di inasva luhu, mishum di nasva luhu lohani, lav, mishum di nasva luhu lohani. So the Gemara is just because she married these. So the Gemara says, I don't need this. The Gemara doesn't understand this. The Gemara says, I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense to me, the Gemara says. It doesn't make sense. What's the Havamina? I need a pasuk to teach me this. Again, the drasha is Bas Ish Kohen, right? Bas Kohen. How do you know? The Gemara's answer was, it says Ish. What was the Gemara's drasha? The Gemara's drasha was from the word Ish, right? That's how we know it. If it did not say the word Ish, then I would not know it. That's not the most challenging, this answer. I don't need the word ish. Even if it did not say, what kind of question is this? Even if it did not say the word ish, the bottom line is she is still called a bas kohen. Where did you ever get this idea that if she marries someone now and she can't eat truma, it takes her out of the status of being called a bas kohen? She's still a bas kohen whether she eats truma or not. So why do we need the word ish to make the drasha, to bring her back? And what was the hava mina? And also the word ish will be available now for another drasha. Mishum de inaspa lehu lahani bla bas kohen hi. So furthermore, midi kohenes la kohen ksev another, does the Gemara say the same kasha? Does it say that she has to be a kohenes, a woman who is a kohenes? She is practicing her status like a henis l'koyein. Ksiv doesn't say that? Question mark. So the Gemara explains, no, it's not so simple because you're really right. Really right. If the pasuk would just say bas koyein bo esh tisoreif, he mechalos, he would be right. But there's another word in the pasuk which caused the trouble. That's the word kisechel. The word sechel means to be profaned. And that may lead us to believe that the only time the woman's not going to get sreifa, Sagdramina, I mean a key sechel lizness and rechmana, honey mili hecha duka mitachalo hashta, where now, for the very first time, this act that she has committed is the beginning. Ki sechel means beginning. Ki means beginning. So ki sechel means to begin. Is the very first time she loses her status of kahuna. A woman is married, she's an arusa, or she's an asu, married to a kohen, and now she's a full-fledged kohenes, and now what happened? She did a maisabia with a man that's not her husband. What is that? By being mazaneh, doing that maisa, that profanes her for the very first time. Until now, she was 100% pure. And now she committed an avera. That moment of committing the avera is what has profaned her, and now she's no longer allowed to eat truma. She was mizana. A woman that's mizana can't eat truma anymore. She can't eat truma. She's finished. So therefore, a mom is struggling. But all of these other examples of a mom is in the sin, in the kusi, they're ready that she, before she was mizana, she already was profaned. And then she's married to a Yisroel and a Levi. She was profaned before because she was not allowed. So therefore, the word kisechel is misleading us. And that's why we need the word ish to restore us, to bring us back into the ballpark. So, now is the moment of truth when she does for the very first she's mizaneh. Aval ha, but all the examples we had before came in the kam mitachala v'kayim v'meikar. She already was instead of being profane before. Diyam amar, v'bas koin ki siyel ish zar. Kevon, it says in the pasuk, ki siyel ish zar. Kevon, shenevala l'pasula pasla. Once she is nivala to an apostle, she automatically becomes disqualified forever. And likewise, l'levi v'lishol nami, even though she's not disqualified forever, but she's disqualified at least for the moment while she's married to the Kohen Leva, she may not eat Truma. V'shavel, if her husband will die without children, v'shavel beisul via binudeha, lichol d'chi isa gabe, when she is by her husband, loy achla, ema, which is say lo sidon b'shreif, because it does not fulfill the requirements of the pasuk, because the pasuk says that this event is the haschola of being mezane. It's the haschoki sechel liznos. There's a had, that's what it's, because it's the beginning, it's the maisa's nus, is what is the very, very first time, it's the haschola, and the nevla, that's what now disqualifies her, even though in a chanami she's still a little kabas kayin, kamash mulon, ish. Ish comes to bring us back into that status, that it doesn't make a difference. Even though Utaka says ki sechel, it doesn't make a difference, even though she's already kran ischala, she still is going to be chayiv sreifa. Good? Fight. Why is it so mislead in this way? I don't know the answer. There must be a reason. There must be an important reason. I don't know the answer. I don't know. But we'll leave with that. Gemara doesn't address that issue. Udilok Rabbi Meir. This halakha just over here is not like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Taka holds that like he sechel. This whole sugya that we just over here is that she's going to get shreifa even though she's married to a kohen, to a levi, a Yisrael, v'chulu, she still gets shreifa. Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir holds that the only time a woman is going to get shreifa is look at me, the Tanya Bas Kohen Shemises LiYisrael. Now this is the Livachle v'Achle b'Truma. Let's say she's not allowed to. She's not allowed to eat Truma. A woman that's married to a Yisrael is not allowed to eat Truma. Let's say she by mistake she eats Truma. So what is halacha? When you eat Truma, you have to pay a Karen v'chemish. So does she have to pay the Karen v'chemish? The answer is the Karen, yes. Because right now she's married to a Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat Truma, but she's not v'chemish. Why? Because maybe one day her husband will die and there'll be no children. She'll be able to go back. So if as far as the chemish is concerned, a Bas Kohen who's married currently to a Yisrael does not need to pay the chemish.
Because
the pasuk
says
Ishka
is Zora, because it's a Zora, nothing about her father dying.
Right now, the pasuk says
she's not a Zora.
But while she's married, she's not a truma. Let's see. Vaskoin kshenises lo Yisrael v'achlo truma mishalemes es hakeren ve'ena mishalemes es hachemesh, and does not pay umisasa b'shrei. For now, everyone agrees. Even according to Rabbi Meir, even according to Rabbi Meir, where Meir holds Abbas Yisrael, since there's possibility for her to go back into her father, even though right now she's not eating truma, but since there is possibility to go back to her father and eat the truma once again, so she's still in the status of full-fledged, she's still a fully bred, what was your word again? She's still
pure bred,
a koheness, and Mimela, she's going to get Sreifa, b'Sreifa. But here is the Chiddush, according to the Meir. Nisis, let's say this woman who's a Bas Kohen marries Li Echam and Apsulim. Oh, she's finished. She marries in a sin, a Mamzer, or a Cholol, or a Kusi, whatever, these examples. Therefore, she can never ever go back and eat. She can never go back and eat.
Truma.
So Nisis, Lechem and Apsulim, Mishalem es Keren, V'chemesh, so she's not entitled to this, therefore even the Chemesh she has to pay. Not only the Keren, she has to leave the Chemesh. Umisasa, look what he says here, the Chenek. Ooh, that's not like what it said in the Braisa. The Braisa says she gets served no matter what, because we dash the word Ish. So here, Meir Taka holds that we don't dash the word Ish, because he Taka holds the word Kisechel. Who says this? Dear Meir. Oh, v'chachamayim zo v'zo mishalemesh keren v'chemesh keren v'chemesh. In both the situations, you keep a keren. The keren, the principle v'loi chemesh, but you don't pay the additional fifth v'loi chemesh. Even in this case, okay, zo v'zo mishalemesh keren v'loi chemesh. Why? I guess like you said, because since she is still called the bas kohen, the Torah does not impose a chemesh on anyone that is a biological, that anyone that is biologically a bas kohen, but it says umisasan b'sreifa. So Nela, our Gemara is following the Chacham, it's not following the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Good? Are we okay? Are you good?
Excellent.
Vaita. Rabbi Lezai Meir says, Savia he b'sreifa v'yeschami b'skid. Never go to the end. That was very hard, so okay, this is complicated, so you gotta keep cheshbon. Rabbi Lezai says a very strange thing. He says, Avia, when a woman is mezana es avia, we do not know what these two words mean. These two words are extremely vague. Es avia, she gets sreifa. But when a woman is mezana v'yes chamia, she gets skila. What in the world does this mean? So the world is, my, what does it mean? Es avia v'yes chamia. Ilei ma'esavia means me'avia. She's mezana with her father. A woman is mezana with her father. So and who is this? Yes, then she gets sreifa. Yes, chamia. And Rav Lez is discussing over here bas koyin, right? Dealing with bas koyin. If a woman is mezana yes with her father-in-law, she gets skila. In fact, the Gemara ma'ir bas koyin. I feel bas sholnami. Bitoi b'sreifa v'chalosai b'skila. That's nothing new to a bas koyin. This sugya, Rabbi Lezis made his statement within the context of a bas koyin. So
before.
It doesn't make. There's nothing unique about this. If a woman is mizana with her father, before a woman is mizana with her father, she gets sreifa. A bas yisrael is mizana with her father-in-law, she gets skila.
Have we answered this question before?
Right. So that's what the word. That was part of the word's question. The word's question. We have exerish of avil exerishava. The Gemara says, who says Aviyah Avil Exerisha? Maybe Aviyah Avil is coming to teach Shushanah with her father. The Gemara says, can't be. It can't be teaching Shushanah because that's not unique to a Bas Koyin. That applies, that's why, and because of this question, the Gemara Taka rejects that Pshat. That's why the word Aviyah was Avil from Exerishava. Exactly. But now we have an independent statement. This was the end of the Brisa, or the entire Brisa. That we had one line on the top. The second white line on the top, we had the statement the first white line on the top, we had the statement from Rabbi Lesa. What does this mean exactly? So if it cannot mean she's mezana with the father of Fulham because that's not unique to a bas koyin. So here the Gemara gives the first answer. Ela, esavia means what? Birishusavia. So what does it mean? It means Birisha. a bas koyin. Naira hamurasa, that's mezana. What does she get? She gets sreifa. Vies chamia means, now it means she's a nesua. It means that she's in the rishus of her father-in-law because it was typical, you go to your father-in-law, I don't know what it means. It basically means she's out of her father's house. It's an expression, she's out of the door in the father's, she's a nesua. Be rishus chamia. And what does she get? She gets skila. What? A woman who's in a nesua, a woman, a bas koyein, who is in a nesua, what is she getting? Skila. Now that should right away trigger all of the alarms. Because we learned yesterday, a whole daf on this sugya, this machlokes between Rabban and Shimon, what does a nesua, bas koyin nesua get, the mizana? Either she gets chenik, or she gets sreifa. There's no in between. Remember yesterday? There's no in between. A woman who is a bas koyin nesua, according to Rabbi Shimon, she gets sreifa. According to the Rabbanan, she gets chenek. And what does it say now? Es chomia means she's in the su, and what is she getting? She's getting skila. Something doesn't make sense here. So, come on. What's going on here? Ik Rabbanan, ha'amri, nisu, yatsa. I'm sorry, the Rabbanan, they say nisu, yatsa, l'sreifa. I'm sorry, I told you, I mixed those two opinions up, okay, but it's one opinion. If we go like the Rabbanon...
Shimon says across the board, sreifa, sreifa.
No. A nesu yatsa l'sreifa, v'loy arusa, and no, according to the Rabbanon, let's review the Shulchan Rabbanon. Let's review yesterday, let's just clarify. The Rabbanon hold, who gets sreifa, the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon hold, a nesu gets sreifa, but an arusa...
Skila.
Why skila? Because skila is more chamor. Skila is more chamor. So it doesn't make any sense. Here we're saying that the nesua gets skila. According to the Rabbanon, nesua gets sreifa. So it can't be like the Rabbanon. It can't be like the Rabbanon. The I could Rabbi Shimon, what Rabbi Shimon say? He holds they both get sreifa across the board. So again, it's sreifa. It's not going to be skila. So ha'amar achas arusa v'achas nesua k'sreifa. So it doesn't make any sense. The entire daf that we learned yesterday is inconsistent with what it says over here. Now, the Gemara over here is shocking. It's utterly shocking because we learned a whole daf yesterday. It's such a hard daf. Back and forth. And the Gemara hid from us. There's a third opinion. A Naya Shita. A Naya Bria. Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, V'ikra Rabbi Shmuel, ha'amar, what does he say? Rabbi Shmuel says, Arusa yotso l'sreifa. He says, Mamish pumfakert. Mamish pumfakert. Arusa yotso l'sreifa. And v'loy nesua. Obviously, whole sreifa is more chamor. V'loy nesua. Es chamiya cheniku. But a nesua gets chenik. I confuse that with the Rabban. I was explaining in advance. So we have over here, we have three shitas. Two of the three hold the nesua gets Sreifa, two of the three. The Rabbanon and Rabbi Shimon agree that a Nesua gets Sreifa, and Rabbi Shmuel holds a Nesua gets Chenik. And what does it say in this Braisa? According to Rabbi Eliezer's interpretation, Rabbi Eliezer, what's his interpretation? Rabbi Eliezer says that when she's a Nesua, she gets Skila. So Rabbi Eliezer is inconsistent with all three opinions. So why can't we say Rabbi Eliezer Tanahu in Paul? The Gemara doesn't want to do that now. The Gemara at this point in time does not want to go say that Rabbi Eliezer is an Itana. Right? Whenever you have a Yud, this Rabbi Elozer and Rabbi Eliezer. Here we have a Yud, it's Rabbi Eliezer who's a Tana. So L'chaira, he can't argue. L'chaira, you can argue, you want to argue, but the Gemara doesn't want to say that now. So what's going on? So now you have to memorize this name. Sholach Ravin Mishmei Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Okay, you have to memorize because it's going to be very, very important for the next stuff. Okay, the Gemara is going to talk about this, remember this name. He gives answer number one. He gives the answer. He gives us the answer, Pshat the answer. And he says that the Ravin Shad Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Kachi Chatzao Shal Mishnah. This is the proper layout of the Mishnah. Le'oilam Kerabana. We're going like the Rabbanan. Rabbanan holds the Nesua, and Nesua gets what? And Nesua gets Sreifa. And Nesua gets Sreifa. And Arusa gets Skila. Skila. He's going to have a very forced translation of what it means, Es Avia. Es Avia means minus Avia. What does it mean, minus Avia? What does a woman get when she's done with her father? When a woman is zana with the father, what does she get? A basket is zana with the father, what she gets? Sreifa. According to the Rabban, what is the Nisa that's below Sreifa? What's the Nisa? What is less than Sreifa? According to the Rabbanon, Skila. 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 Oh, excuse me. No, Chomer. No. Skila. Chenek. I'm sorry. Chenek. Let's go. Chenek. Tehachikama. Kol shi lemata mi Misa Savia. If she's zana with the father, she gets Sreifa. And what's less than Sreifa in the Nisa Spezdin? Chenek. Chenek, not Skila. Skila is higher. Skila is higher than Sreifa. What? Or what? Fine. Saif or Chenek. Saif or Chenek. One of those two. One of those two. So, Kol Shi Lamata Mimisa Sadias. The word S is a very forced translation. S means below. Whenever a woman does a crime for which she would get something lower than the status of.
How did she live with her father?
Live father means she's getting less than Sreifa. Then Umay Mihu, where do you have an example of a woman named Nisua Bas Yisrael? For example, Chenek. Normally, everyone agrees. The one that argues that a Bas Yisrael who is in Nisua, what does she get? She gets Chenek. That's a given. Everyone, no one disagrees with that principle, right? So the Ilu Nesua, so now being that now she is a Bas Kohen in a situation where a Bas Yisrael would get Chenek, she gets Sreifa.
It's a move up a notch.
Right.
Bas, it does move up a notch.
Right. So Nesua Bas Shol, the Ilu Nesua Bas Shol b'Chenek, Hocha, she gets b'Misas Ovia b'Sreifa. Next words, Kol Shi L'mayla m'Misas, now when it says Eschomiha. You know what Eschomiha means? Eschomiha means plus her father-in-law. What does it mean, plus? If a woman is Mizana, a regular woman is Mizana with a Bas Kohen, for that matter, is Mizana with her with her father-in-law. What does she get for that? Well, that's the thing about let's say if a regular woman is Mizana with her father, what does she get? Sreifa. Sreifa. Or let's say even the Bas Kohen. Let's say a Bas Kohen is Mizana with her father-in-law. What does she get? Sreifa. When you're Mizana with a relative, you get Sreifa. But what is higher than Sreifa? What's a plus? Sreifa plus Skila. So any time an ordinary woman would get Skila, which is plus, now that she is a Bas Kohen, she also gets Skila. When do you have that situation? We bump her up that. Kol shi lemaila mimisa savi. Umay nihu. What would that, for example? Arusa bas Yisrael. An arusa bas Yisrael. If an arusa bas Yisrael would be dilu arusa bas Yisrael ba'oma b'skila. Anything that's above being mazana with a father-in-law is b'sreifa. So what's above Sreifa? Skila. For example, a Bas Yisrael Arusa, she gets Skila. So Hach over here, B'misas Chamiya, so here she's going to get b'misas means above misvach means above misas chamia, means you go up. So here you're going to go above and you're going to get b'skila. You're going to get skila. She's going to get, and she's got an arusa that's mizana with her father, and I know it's an arusa that's mizana with her father-in-law. So she did two averes. She was mizana with her father-in-law, which is sreifa. She's also an isha zinsa and arusa. She gets skila. Neither in the chomer mine, the more chomer is going to be skila. So what has he done? He's really done something. He's totally convoluted. Totally convoluted. This Ravina, this fellow, Ravin, Meshmeid, Rabbi Yosef, Rechanina, he's taken these words, and he told us when it says, Es Avia means below Avia. Es Chamia means above Chamia. Es Avia means, Avia would be Sreifa. Es is below, it means Chenek. Any time a regular woman would get Chenek, she's going to get Sreifa. When is a woman going to get Chenek? By a Nesua. So now, a Bas Kain to Zinsa, when she's in Nesua, she's going to get Sreifa. When it says Es Chamia, it means below Chamia. If she would be Mizana with her father-in-law, she would get Sreifa. So what is Es? So Es means above. Here in the end, it means above. First it means below, now it means above. Es Chamia. If she would be Mizana with her father-in-law, she would get Sreifa. But Es, what would be higher than Sreifa? Skila. Above Sreifa, Skila. It's more chomer. When you have a Hechatims of a woman getting Skila, Naira Hamarasa. So a Naira Hamarasa for a Bas Kain also gets skila. Now it's a very, very forced translation of these words. The first S means below, the second S means above, and you have to go spin the whole thing to make sense of what it means. A little higher, it's a little bit forced, right? Mm-hmm. Marcus, what would you say about this, right? Okay. Mask Rabbi Yirmiyah, it says it's the obvious kash. What's going on here? Come on, who are you fooling here? Midi Lamaila Lamata Kitani. Does it say Lamai Lamata? I don't like this whole answer. Reject. Ella Rabbi Yirmiyah, I have a new answer. The Olam Kid Rabbi Shmuel, go like Rabbi Shmuel. Oh, the third answer. We're going like Rabbi Shmuel. What Rabbi Shmuel said? Rabbi Shmuel was the one who said that she gets chenik a nesua bas koyin shezinsa. Suba gets chenik, and then Narusa gets sreifa. So v'yachi kamar esavia b'reshus avia b'sreifa. So we're going to keep the words very simple. When she's in the reshus avia, she gets sreifa. V'eschamia, when she's in the sua, v'eschamia means what? It means if she's mezana with her father-in-law. If she's mizana with her father-in-law, when a woman is mizana with her father-in-law, I told you it was straight for her. I made him say that. Then make them shot in the Gemara. When a woman is mizana with her father-in-law, she gets skila. I made a mistake before. I mean, it means anytime. And eschamia means what? Go back to the Gemara before. Eschamia means back to the Gemara when the Gemara before said eschamia. Kol she lemaila. Mimisas avia, and she's above Mimisas avia. By new arusa, Ravin was the one who said, "Kol she lamata Mimisas avia, my new nesua. Kol she lamaila Mimisas avia, above my new arusa bas Yisrael." The Eloi Zazel. Okay, you have to force it all into the argument for me. I can go back again. The base over here is saying the base of the halacha is if a woman is mizana with her father-in-law, she's chayiv skila. So what is Rabbi Yirmiyah doing? Rabbi Yirmiyah is doing is basically is combining both. He's combining both answers. Both. The first time it says es avia, it means birishus avia, which means she's nair hamarasa. When it says es chamia means not, it means with. No, es chamia does not mean bereshus chamia. No, it means with her father-in-law.
She is living arusa.
It doesn't make a difference.
Yeah,
doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference what she is. If she's mizana with her father-in-law. But wait a minute, that's not fair. You have to be consistent. Either es means reshus, means a reshus of you means an arusa, reshus chamia means an isua, or it means both with the father and with the father or with
the father.
So you can't be inconsistent. So what's going on?
We know it can't be the father. He's already knocked him out of the equation before.
Well, that's good now. That would make sense now. If you're going to say means in the Rishus of her father, and then she can't get straight, because we're going like who? Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, Abbas Koyein, Arusa, what does she get? Sreifa, Arusa. Abbas Koyein, who gets? Chenek. So when you're in the Rishus of your father, you're in Arusa. And what are you getting? Sreifa. That's what the Rabbi says. He's going like Rabbi Yishmael. And when it says Es Chomia, it doesn't mean Rishus. It means with one's father-in-law. With one's father-in-law, what does one get? Skila. So perfect. The only problem that's not perfect is that you're inconsistent. You can't be inconsistent. So eschamia means eschamia bereshusvia bisreifa. The eschamia means nechamia, not bereshus, from her father-in-law beskila. And the chaladim, but a regular person, a woman is mizana with a regular person, and the suah is mizana with a regular person. So what does she get? The bas koyein is mizana with another person. If a bas koyein is a nesua and is mizana with someone else, what does she get? She gets bechenek, like the shita of who? The shita of Rabbi Yishmael. Amar Rav is the obvious kasha. Maishna, why are you doing that? Why are you taking the word S and changing back and forth? Oy edi the edi mamish. It means both. It means with the father, with the father-in-law. Oy edi vidi rishus. So now we come to answer number three. Elamar Rav. Rav is the most lomish answer of them all. Rav says the oylam could be like Rabbi Shimon. Melu when you're in arusa, there's sreifa. When you're in a suah, there's chenek. But Rabbi Eliezer is a new version. He's version B of Rabbi Yishmael. He says you're not going to get chenek. We're going to upgrade you one notch. We're going up always one notch. Because so Rabbi Lazar is like Rabbi Yishmael, but he's not like Rabbi Yishmael. Nesua karusa is like an arusa. My arusa chadarga maskinala miskila shreifa. No ordinary person gets one. No ordinary person gets skila, and she's going to get one madrega up. She's going to go from skila to shreifa. So to a nesua is going to go one madrega up. You're going to go from chenek. What comes above chenek? After chenek comes skila. According, because he's following, because Rishon holds, he holds of the opinion that it holds that Sreif is more chamor. Wait, you're going one madrig up, because Rabbi Shmuel holds like they hold Rabbi Shimon, is that Sreifa is more chamor than Skila. And regular Rusa gets what regular Rusa gets, Skila. Yeah, going one madrig up, you're going to Sreifa. So what's one madrig above Chenik? Skila. So it's Chenik, Skila, Sreifa. Af nesua chadarga maskina, you got one madrega mechenek leskila. Mas Rabbi Chanina, ha idi vidi Rabbi Shimon b'shreifa kamar. You want to go like Rabbi Shimon, who holds it's more chomor, you got to be consistent. You have to stop here. But tomorrow you're going to pick up, okay? You're going to pick up tomorrow, he's going to give it off tomorrow.
Tomorrow, but.